Alan Cooksey, promo.
In Lynchburg, Tennessee, you can park in the middle of the road to talk with a neighbor about taxes or the weather. You can pick up enough wild blackberries to fill a tin bucket. And you can see a distillery where Jack Daniel's made whiskey way back in 1866. We still make it in a slow, deliberate fashion. Much as he did. One sip. And you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Jack Daniel's. Smooth sipping Tennessee whiskey.
The cinema has no boundary. It is a ribbon of dream, Orson Welles said. It is a dream that knows no earthly border. The whole world has treasured it, storing away the image of Fred Astaire gliding across the ballroom floor, Clark Gable sweeping Vivian Leigh up in his arms on a stairway to heaven, Ingrid Bergman getting on that plane to Lisbon, Garbo laughing, Chaplin crying. The whole world watches each year as Hollywood rewards its own with Oscars. People still crowd premieres to see the stars. Hurry to watch the movie crews on location all over the world. And in every country, people line up to see their favorite American films, new and old.
Hey, howdy folks, Clem the Old Prospector here to tell you how you can strike it rich, and you don't even need a pick and shovel. All you need is the new Quick Pick from the California Lottery. With six chances to win, odds are you'll do better than me digging up this old mountain here. The new Quick Pick from the California Lottery.
I gave that boy a life. I fathered him. I'm the one who has to stand here and face him. Look at him like he don't belong to me. Ain't nobody gonna feel what I'm gonna feel when they lock him up and I have to go down there and look at that animal and wonder how I made that. How all I had to do was make it right for him. I gave it all to him, but I'll be damned if I gave that boy a heart to kill. That didn't come from me. You ain't gonna stay in this house and make no goddamn murderer out of me.
Or I'd crawl to you, baby. I'd fall at your feet. I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in heat. I'd claw at your heart, I'd tear at your sheets, and say, please, I'm your man.
In a world where dynasties were unshakable, one man, driven by a desperate need to prove himself to his people, hungered for acceptance, power, and world domination. Just when it seemed he had everything, Alexander journeyed one step too far and fell into a trap so primitive that it was beyond the design of his own gods. A king's dream, a philosopher's legacy, a prince's fate was in their hands. Alexander the Great, coming to theaters everywhere, August 2020.